This week's overwhelming electoral win for the Scottish National Party has added fuel to calls for Scottish independence. The pro-European SNP won 48 out of 59 Westminster seats, and they've called on Boris Johnson to clear the way for a fresh referendum, something he is deeply opposed to. I spoke to Alex Massey, columnist for The Times and Scotland editor of The Spectator, and asked him if the 312-year-old union is now in real jeopardy.
Well, if you look in the short to medium term, you'd have to say, yes, it's in some difficulty. If you look in the longer term, I think you'd have to say it's in some very real difficulty. All the recent opinion polling on this question suggests that around 48, 49, even 50% of people in Scotland are currently in favour of independence. Now, that doesn't make this a sure thing, but if you look at the demographics, and again, these are not destiny, but more than 50% of people under the age of 50 support independence, and the SNP is obviously entrenched as the dominant party in Scotland, and it doesn't seem terribly likely right now, outside events interfering with this, that that is going to change.
This morning on the BBC's Andrew Marr show, the First Minister Nicola Sturgeon said that Boris Johnson simply cannot go on ignoring Scotland's right to choose its own future. Let's listen.
If he thinks saying no is the end of the matter, then he's going to find himself completely and utterly wrong. And, you know, he cannot, as I was saying yesterday, and it's, again, quite a fundamental point of democracy, you cannot hold Scotland in the union against its will. You cannot sort of just lock us in a cupboard and turn the key in and hope that everything goes away. If the union, if the United Kingdom is to continue, then it can only be by consent. And if Boris Johnson is confident in the case for the union, then he should be confident enough to make that case and allow people to decide. Because if it's to continue, it can only be by the will and the consent of the people of Scotland. Scotland cannot be imprisoned within the United Kingdom against its will. And these are just basic statements of democracy. And, you know, the Tories might rage against the reality of what happened on Thursday for a while. I fully expect that they will. But ultimately, they're going to have to face up to and confront that reality, because the will of the Scottish people cannot be ignored.
You can't lock the Scottish people in a cupboard. But Alex, Boris Johnson says he stands with the majority in Scotland who voted just 5 years ago by 55 to 45% to stay inside the UK. Doesn't he have a point too?
Well, this is the crux of the matter, is that actually they both have a point. 2014 was only 5 years ago. Clear majority of people, yes, endorse the union. And I think it is reasonable to say that you can't just keep coming back and having another referendum anytime the SNP happens to want one. If that were the case, you'd have to accept the right to have one every year until such time as the SNP got their way. And I think that's implausible. So you're then really just arguing about how long between referendums is an acceptable period to wait. And here, of course, I think the SNP do have a plausible argument, in as much as Brexit clearly changes everything and creates, as they put it, the material change in circumstance that warrants a second referendum. And so you have competing rights, if you like, here. And it is not clear which of them is actually the more powerful or the more persuasive, save to this extent, which is that at present, as matters stand, despite this election result in Scotland, which is a terrible night for unionism and a terrific one for the SNP, despite that, there is still no overwhelming desire for a referendum in the short term. That is to say, very little prospect, very little enthusiasm for one next year or in advance of the Scottish parliamentary elections for Holyrood in 2021. Now, were the pro-yes parties, the SNP and the Greens, to win a handsome majority at that election, then I think things become much more difficult for the union cause, because you have various precedents, obviously, that have been set. You are also then moving that bit further away from 2014. You know, the passage of time is such that a second referendum no longer begins to feel like something that is out of order, a mild form of political cheating, if you like, just because you didn't get the result you wanted in the first one. Sufficient water has passed under that bridge. And so in the longer term, that I think is problematic for unionism, though of course it is also the case that, you know, on lots of practical matters like currency, what sort of arrangements would there be in the event of independence in terms of the border Scotland and England. You know, none of these have been answered by the SNP at present. Some of them can't be answered by the SNP at present. And those are significant practical problems, impediments to independence, even if, as you like, the sort of political psychology of the matter in favour of independence is perhaps running in a trend in the SNP's favour.
Okay, so will the coming years in Scottish politics be completely dominated by the independence issue like Brexit and the danger that the day-to-day issues get swept aside?
Well, that seems entirely probable. I mean, the last 7 years have been largely devoted to constitutional matters in Scottish politics, as it is. The next two are clearly going to be as well. You know, one can never discount the possibility of events throwing everything into a state of some commotion. But as matters stand, you know, there is no prospect of Scottish politics returning to anything like normal. I mean, you know, the Conservatives and Labour would love it if everybody focused on the SNP's record in government on matters such as health and education, where there are significant difficulties in each of those areas. But as matters stand, you know, the future integrity of the country, whether the country of the United Kingdom continues to exist, is clearly a rather more substantial matter than anything else. And so, you know, it is not a surprise that constitutional politics is going to be the dominant issue in Scottish politics for at least the next couple of years.
And that was Alex Massey, columnist with The Times and the Scotland editor of The Spectator, speaking with me there.